Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic. And once again, we are live right here on the Hype 87.3, man. Shout out everybody tuned in, checked in. Like I promised you, we have another special guest with us tonight. He goes by the name of 2Ps, the executive producer. 2Ps, what's going on with you, family? How you
and
doing?
You know it, baby. It's your boy. I got some shit with 2Ps. Executive producer, Gross Media, chief executive officer, Get Money Gross Records. You know what I'm saying? About to hit y'all with some of this. Got them solid North Cackalacky Serang quick. You know what I'm talking about?
Big facts, man. Checking in from the 336, man. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in, checked in. But listen, we want people to understand your journey because you're dope.
Yeah.
Definitely. Take us back. What city are you in? Charlotte now?
Yeah. Currently in Charlotte, from Charlotte. Born and raised in Charlotte. Uptown, North Transylvania, baby. Lockwood, yeah, baby.
There you go. Take us back to your childhood growing up out there, you know, before the age of 10. What were you into? Were you always into music, or was it sports for you first? What was it?
Honestly, I was always into music, you know, and that's straight from Mom Dukes, you know what I mean? Mom Dukes telling me little songs I was singing back in the day. You know, songs I probably had no business singing, but I knew them, I knew the words. So it definitely started, you know, younger than childhood. So of course, you know, being a young man growing up in a football type family, I did play sports, played football, you know, looking up to my uncle at the time,
yeah,
who was playing out there at Florida University.
Mm.
So, you know, playing football, that was a big part of my life. Is also a big part of my kids' life now too.
Yes.
So you know, sports definitely played a factor in my bringing up. However, you know, growing up in the hood, uptown Charlotte, I've seen a lot. You know, I've seen a lot. Maybe things I wasn't even supposed to see at a young age, and I believe all that really inspired my music. You know what I'm saying? It inspired me to keep going and do what I do here today. You know what I'm saying? But just kind of taking it back down memory lane. I can remember back as early as, you know, 2004, you know, graduating out of high school, you know what I'm saying, coming out, going straight into the music field. You know, that was one of my biggest times, you know, promoting and, you know, understanding how to studio etiquette. And, you know, I was really in the artist development stage. I didn't know it, but I was putting myself through an artist development stage.
Yeah.
And it kind of brings me to where I'm, you know, here today.
I love that, because just to touch on that briefly, I think that's one of the main things that we're missing in the industry right now is artist development. Artists want to skip every single step and go straight to the top, and it don't work like that. So that's dope that you schooled yourself and taught yourself and, you know, took the time to learn the industry and really polish yourself, you know, not only as an artist, but you do other things as well. So kind of run through that. What are some of the things that you do within the music industry currently?
Well, currently, what I've been doing under the title executive producer, really trying to educate the younger generation, you know, that's coming behind guys like me. You know, I'm really trying to pave a way right now to showing artists that it is possible. You know what I mean? If you got your marketing right, if, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you got your business in order, you know what I mean? It is possible. So we do shows out here in North Carolina, all over North Carolina. When our last biggest shows was just probably about 2 weeks ago. I want to give a shout out to Empire 45. Charles Bishop, all those guys. You know, we brought Freeway Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross. You know, we brought him out to Greensboro for a meet and greet. Right after that, we had the little show with Toya them. You know what I'm saying? That went very well. So, you know, and, you know, at the same time, at that meet and greet, gave guys opportunities to perform and, you know what I'm saying, and show what they got. So, you know, we're not just doing, you know, showcases or nothing like that. We actually bring in industry professionals, you know, in the building, you know, to critique the artist a little bit, you know, so maybe even help the artist if they succeed. know. So that's what I'm currently doing besides, you know, making and releasing my own music independently.
I love it. I love it. So you know D. Paris then?
Off the head, you know, I'm a face guy. I guarantee you, as soon as I see his face, I'm like, oh, I know you're talking about.
He's managed by Bishop Empire 45. Or he, I know he was. I don't know if he still is, but that's how I met him.
I guarantee I know his face.
Yeah.
I guarantee I know his face.
Yeah, because he from out that way too. So you know how this music industry is. It's big, but it's small at the same time.
Because we all connected, baby.
Facts.
We all connected in some form and fashion. And that's what I love about it. That's what I love about, you know, that area that you're in right now, Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? That's what I love about that area. I come out there and just get so much love, man. I always feel like I'm at home.
That is facts. That's what brought me out here. You know, my business partner, OG Bigger Rankin, moved out here before I did, and he was the one he said, you need to pack your bags and come to ATL. I said, man, say no more. I literally packed my bags and 3 months later moved up here, and I haven't looked back. Like, I miss my city because my family and friends, but man, Atlanta's beautiful when you're an entrepreneur for sure.
Wow, that's amazing. You mentioned OG Bigger Rank. I want to give a big shout out to OG Bigger Rank. I'm going to tell you, next time you run up on your boy OG Bigger Rank, and I know you probably see him every other day, but next time you run up on him, you tell him you talk to SpongeBob on the radio, and I guarantee he going to laugh, because I'm probably one of the only ones who brought SpongeBob to travel to the base. He going to know exactly what I'm talking about, because he went and got his son, and I put the SpongeBob back on for his son, so I know he going to remember that time.
That is funny.
y'all have a laugh about that next time.
How long ago was that?
This had to be maybe just a few years ago. It was trapping in the basement, you know, up under the crib. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really trapping in the basement. You know what I'm talking about?
He and I have a studio together now where he does his trapping in the basement. I know. So I was curious. I'm like, have you been to our studio? So you was at Stickerbush's house.
I know who I'm talking to.
Yeah, you was at Stickerbush's house.
I know who I'm talking to, baby.
That is dope.
I've been following you for years. I've been following you.
I appreciate that. For real, for real. That's so humbling to hear, because I do this because of guys like you, honestly. Like, it's guys like you who keep me motivated and keep me going in this industry, because, you know, of course, there's ups and downs with everything, but it's more positive than negative. So it's like, you know, this is our passion. This is your passion. Music is your passion. So let me ask you this. Being that music is a passion for you, what would you say is your purpose through music?
Honestly, I feel to bring the authenticity back to hip hop music, the art of storytelling, you know what I'm saying? The originated, you know, version of what hip hop was, you know what I mean? And how we all came accustomed to hip hop in the first place. And I really believe that is my purpose. I really believe that is my flavor, my style. I believe that's what I'm bringing to the entire world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It might start off a local thing, or a regional thing, but I really believe I have something for the world. And the reason I say that with so much confidence, because, you know, not only, you know, being on major stages, but, you know, just being in a church. You know, I grew up in a church. You know what I mean? My mother, a pastor, you know what I'm saying? My grandfather, a pastor, you know what I'm saying? So you know how my life, you know, I was always in church, you know what I'm saying? But growing up in the church, you know what I'm saying, I had to adapt. So, you know, I started playing drums at like 9 years old, you know what I'm saying? Because mom just wanted me to join the choir. I was like, nope. I jumped on the drums, though.
You know,
I kept that beat, you feel me? And right about time, I was about 13, 14 years old, I done picked up the piano by ear, you feel me?
That is,
you know what I'm saying? So I was already kind of, you know, getting musically inclined, you know, that's why I say all that. You know, saying God has really blessed me with, you know, so much gift, so much talent, and I, you know, refuse to sit on any of them. So, you know, it's hard for me to even go to church and not jump up and go hop on the organ. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something like that. You know what I mean? I mean, to this day, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, it's hard for me. Like, God be like slapping me in my head, like, well, you better get over there. You know what I'm saying?
So you can play music on the gospel side then too?
Well, you know, I play by ear. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's a lot of great, you know, gospel, you know, musicians who come through, you know what I'm saying, who really, you know, can get down, you know what I'm saying? I play by ear, you know what I'm saying? I just be making beats in church.
Yeah. Listen, nothing wrong with that. I think to me, that is a major talent that you can just kind of pick up on it like that, because not everybody could do that. I know I wouldn't be able to do that, just keeping it G, you know what I'm saying? So I think that is that right there is a gift in itself, outside of all the other gifts that God has blessed you with. And like you said, you know, you're applying yourself to each and every one of them. On the creative side with your music, take us, you know, through the creative process. Are you a pen to paper kind of guy? Are you freestyling and punching in? How is your
writing? Honestly, man, I'm a writer. You know what I'm saying? I'm a writer. I'm a bold writer. I'm a proud writer. You know what I mean? I really, you know, commend those who freestyle. You know, I got guys like that on my team. You know what I'm saying? Who I really plan on, you know, really plan on getting on after I, you know, get myself right. But you know what I'm saying? I really see the change in guys who can, like, you know, freestyle that thing right off the top. But yeah, I also see the genes in guys like myself who are writers, some of the best writers in the world, you know what I'm saying, with guys like Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, before he might have stopped writing, or guys like Lil Wayne before he might have stopped writing. You know what I'm saying? These guys were some of the, you know, best writers in the world, you know what I mean, to this day, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm very proud to be a published writer, you know, my own published writer, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Any interest in writing for other genres outside of hip-hop?
Honestly, I have wrote, you know, a couple R&B joints, okay, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So, you know, I believe I can, you know, I have the repertoire to, you know, kind of dig into them flavors, you know what I'm saying, if need be. You know what I mean? I've definitely did a nice little joint with a lady called Foxy C. We did a nice little joint together. You know what I'm saying? I plan on releasing sometime in the future.
Okay, so you wrote for her, or you collabed with her, or both?
I wrote and collabed.
I love that. Okay,
her. She has an amazing voice. Amazing voice, you know what I mean? And she, you know, she's really gifted and passionate about what she does, and God, and you know what I'm saying? She's big on all those things. So, you know, she's just one of those genuine people that, you know, you just really adapt to.
Yeah.
So God bless Foxy C.
That is dope. You want to keep people like that around you, because they're hard to find, for sure.
That's right.
Let's take it outside the music industry for just a moment. Are there other business ventures that you want to, or that you already are pursuing outside of the music industry?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I have done a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I've been my own detailer, you know what I'm saying? Me and my boy Rod, we was living in Winston-Salem back then, Trey Folk, you know what I'm saying? We was out there in Winston-Salem. Man, it was so crazy, because here we are, two guys with criminal records, and we're actually at the police type of auction type of lot, washing their cars, you know what I'm saying? Detailing their cars, you know what I'm saying? I remember us going in and negotiating with those guys, you know what I'm saying, with the officers, and you know what I'm saying, how we're going to do this. So, you know what I'm saying, I've definitely dipped off in many ventures as well. You know, some you might not hear sports gambling, different things like that, just educating people on that. Because, you know, they just started sports gambling here in North Carolina.
Okay.
They just started that. So, you know, that's a whole profitable business, just helping people understand, you know, how simple the spread and different things like that. I told you I'm a big sports fanatic.
Yeah.
You know,
the football like runs that. In the fam.
Well, yeah, you know, I have to give a shout out, since we're talking about football, I got to give a shout out to Joel Shipp. You know, he's a freshman about to hit North Carolina, North Carolina Tar Heels. So, number one, Jordan Shipp. Y'all be looking for him.
Congratulations,
man,
because, to
this
him.
This guy, yeah, man. This guy's really going to change the game, man. You know, this is my uncle, son. You know, he actually calls me uncle, too, so I call him, man. But this guy's really going to change the game. I'm not saying it's because he's my family. I'm talking about one of the best wide receivers in the world. Just recently, All American, just won a championship. coming out of Charlotte. Just won the All-American position. And, I mean, just like his father. His father was an All-American as well. But, man, y'all watch out for George Shipp, North Carolina, man. I mean, this guy could possibly, you know, win the Heisman. Like, he's man, like that. You know, he's
hard.
Really like that. You know what I mean? So, y'all be watching out. He's about to take college football by storm.
Man, that he is really facts.
Is. I dropped a video on my IG at Shipp with Two P's of Coach Brown talking about him in his past live TV interview. And he was really getting down about him. So we're looking forward to this season coming up.
Absolutely. Congratulations to him. That's a big move. And thank I'll make sure so I check out that video you posted on your IG as well. Definitely. I just want to give a quick shout out to DJ T Money. He's from out your way. He's currently in Dallas in the Dallas area. But, you know, he's a coalition DJ from the Carolinas. And he's tuned in because he's got a show right after our interview. So I don't know if you've ever connected with DJ T Money, but he's a real record breaker, you know, out there in the Carolinas. Is I would suggest that you guys link up for show.
Well, that's exactly what we about to do. Ain't that how they say?
Gonna make some shake. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So what are you currently working on right now? Are you in album or EP mode? Or are you sticking to putting singles out? Talk to us about that.
And listen, I am in straight single mode like a guy who ain't married. You heard what I'm saying? I am straight single mode. I mean, you know, we got that Shot Like the J, you know, we got that out right now. It just hit over 100K streams, you know, over the past 3 months. So we're really proud about that.
Yes.
Shout out to MBM Beats, you know what I'm saying? They helped me put that thing together. Shout out to them boys. We got that She Flawless too, man. That's going to be the next one I sing. I think you're really going to love this one too. She Flawless. We got that one up to about 30,000 streams right now, so it's actually creeping up as well. And that's a smash. She Flawless is a smash. That's up for the ladies, you know, straight. Respect for the ladies too. You know what I'm saying? You listen to the words.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing nothing but giving out compliments.
I love that because, you know, really, truth be told, as a male artist, your biggest fan base is going to be the ladies. So making records for the women are going to really draw them in. They're going to love that.
That's it, baby. Because you know, you got to have the best of both worlds, I believe. You know,
yeah.
Shot Like the J, of course, that was for the streets. You know what I mean? But, so, you know, you got to have something for the ladies, too. So, you know, I'm definitely big about having both of these singles in rotation at the same time.
Facts.
You know.
And I can help you out with some other radio campaigns as well. We can talk about that offline to get you like on stations throughout the U.S. So I'll definitely share that information with you, you know, offline and we can talk about it. Definitely. Over your music career, we'll say from the point where you really started taking it seriously till now, what's the biggest, most positive change about you as an artist?
Honestly, I think it's been more growth than on the business side.
Yeah.
Honestly,
okay.
I mean, I think that was most artists lack. I think most artists lack that business knowledge when it comes to the music game. I am an habitual just studier of the game.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I take it all the way back to the Grandmaster Flash. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a documentary guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to understand how they did it even that far back when it first started. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm that type of guy. So I'm big on culture, you know, and really researching and really understanding what I'm doing and what I'm getting into before. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Before I do it, and at the same time, you know, gotta have that bread. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gotta have that bread right, and it ain't no game. It ain't no game when it comes to that bread. You
facts.
Know what I mean? Because you're going to have to be able to manage, you know, that with real life. You know what I'm saying? Real life situations and rent and family and babies. And, you know what I'm saying? But still have what you need to have to invest into your career if this is what you do.
Absolutely. With all that being said, what does work-life balance look like for you? You know, because it can be tough to balance.
Shorty. Listen here, I'm gonna tell you right now. Only reason I ain't in the studio with you right now because I was on third shift last night. Okay, I got off work by 7 o'clock this morning. Okay, when I got off work by 7 o'clock this morning, you know what I did? I got home. I went to take my kids to school. Okay, I got one in high school. Okay, I got one in middle school.
Okay,
so take them boys to school. Come home. All right. You know what I do? I get it in with my 3-year-old. You hear what I'm saying?
Busy.
So, hey, did I say sleep at any point?
I was about to say, hold on now. Where do you get a little sleep in at?
Listen, between that time where I'm getting in with look, man, getting in with wifey, man, we chilling. You know what I'm doing? Oh, I'm on that phone. I'm networking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I'm on that phone and I'm networking, I feel like I'm in every place in the world. I feel like I'm in LA. I feel like I'm in Atlanta. So, you know, it depends on who I'm talking to and what we talking about. Because we're going to be talking about business.
Facts.
I can just picture myself there every time. And that's how I land in a lot of situations.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it just really, you know, manifesting myself into these situations.
You have to. Absolutely.
And nothing but God. You know, all glory to God.
All glory
to God. Let me not leave that off.
Yes. So social media is super powerful. Like you said, it allows you to talk to people from around the world and you can manifest that, you know, like putting yourself in those positions. If social media didn't exist and you were one of those artists that had to come up in an era of no social media, would you still want to do it?
Yes.
Tell us why. Tell us why.
Well, my thing is, I'm one of them guys. Let me tell you like this. I have over 15 years experience in this music.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, only the last 6 years, maybe since 2017. So maybe the only last 6 years it's been on a major, more of a major level.
Yes.
But my full experience is over 15 years in this game. So I was one of them guys who was looking up to guys like Master P. I was selling my CDs out the trunk.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I wasn't only selling my CDs out the trunk. I was selling my producer's CDs out the trunk, too. That's Lil Gucci. I was selling his CDs out the trunk, too.
Hustling.
You know what I mean?
Hustling.
We was bringing that money back, and we were chopping it up in the studio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And spitting that, and you know, doing what we do, and going to do shows, you know what I'm saying? And all that. You feel me?
I love that.
So, you know, I love the grind. You know what I'm saying? I was with Greenhouse Entertainment with my boy Big Silk. You know what I'm saying? With my brother. You know, we was out here, you know, putting up posters around the poles. You know, had them guys be stamping the poles and, you know, collaging the poles. And we came up with that. We started that.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Guys wasn't really doing all them collages and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? We was doing that for artists. You know what I'm saying? We was having you know, promotion campaigns for artists where, you know, they would pay us, you know, at their shows and we would tag the whole show.
Yes.
Inside and out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like that.
I'm talking about real street.
Guerrilla marketing, like, street,
like,
promo.
I
right.
It all, baby.
I love
for
it.
Real. Like, I don't talk, like you said earlier, you can't miss no steps.
None.
None.
We can't skip no steps. And the other thing we can't skip is the struggle. We're going to always go through forms of struggle in life. And we have to go right smack through it. But that's what builds our character and builds us up to who we are today. If everything was perfect all the time, I don't think that I would enjoy life all the time. I like a little bit of a challenge here and there. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely. Ultimately, what is your goal? And what I mean by that, you know, I've been interviewing artists for 13 years. I've literally done thousands of interviews. So I hear some artists say, man, I want to take care of my family. And then some people are like, man, I want the jewelry and the money. What is it for you?
Honestly, you know, I've always felt like I've been wealthy in the family.
Yeah.
You know, if that means anything to you. You know what I mean? You know, so my goal really is the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, is to get out there. You know what I mean? Now, at the same time, I need some more money. I need some more money so I can stop working.
Because you got a family to feed.
Because, you know, right. And just start doing only what I love.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That way I won't be working no more. Ain't that how they say it?
That's,
you know,
facts.
I mean?
Biggest
so,
facts.
So, for me, you know, I, I'm the fame. I don't care nothing about the fame. Show me the money.
No, for real.
So I'm in it for the money. I am in it for, you know what I'm saying? I put everything into the music. I don't pull out no bull crap. You know what I'm saying? I really take my time on my releases, and you know what I'm saying? There's a strategy to everything. I mean, even up to my posts on social media, there's a strategy.
Yes.
Because it's just me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's so crazy because when I meet people and come find out, they be having a whole crew behind them.
Right.
And it's just me. I'm CEO. I'm CFO. Chief Financial Officer of everything I do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm just in it for the long haul.
But the beautiful thing about that is, you know, I know oftentimes, you know, it can get a little overwhelming. However, what I've enjoyed the most about, you know, of course, you know, I got a business partner, but Bigga has all his own stuff going on. And I've got another right. business partner down in Florida. Shout out to Shaw Cypher. But for the most part, you know, when it comes to, you know, sure. my radio show, I do it alone. And what I enjoy really about that is it really teaches me so many different things, discipline, punctuality. It we learn more about the business, you know, like all the fundamentals that we need to know. So, you know, it's not always such a bad thing having to do everything yourself, because I don't know, Slick, I'm kind of the type of person, I don't like people touching my stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to do it myself, and Bigga be getting on me about that time out. You need to let people help you sometimes, but I don't know. I'm a workaholic. I love working.
No. I'm learning that because, you know, there's people in places that you're not at. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Get in doors you can't get to, even though you might see me in the back door trying to break in with the little tool. You feel me? But still, it might be Tampa at the front door. You know what I'm saying? I already had the key anyway. So,
man. That is facts. You absolutely are right. And that's why OG says that, you know, like sometimes you got to put your pride to the side and allow people to help you, you know, like you said, because, you know, you could have representation in places that you may not physically be able to touch right now. So, you know, it's one of them things that we just got to kind of like he said, put your pride to the side and let it make it happen. What can we expect from you in the next, you know, coming months? Do you have visuals on the way? Do you have any big shows coming up? What do you have in store for us?
Well, you know, right now, you know, I'm really focused on a shot like the J movie soundtrack on YouTube right now. You know what I'm saying? I advise everybody to go look up that at 2P's Incorporated. That's 2PZINC on YouTube right now. That shot like the J movie soundtrack. It's about 10 minutes long. It's about 10 minutes long. It's one of my greatest masterpieces, and it is a movie. You know, everybody was like, I'm going to shoot a movie. Nah, I shot one.
I love it.
Well, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I'm going to definitely check it out because I love seeing people's creative work.
Yeah, man. So, you know that's big for me right now. It's been up for about 3 weeks nice. Now, and we had about 10K. So it's doing well. You know, it's doing well, you know, for independent artists.
That's facts. Congratulations. What is
and,
the...
You know, and not just that, you know what I mean? We have, you know, some great things coming up as well. When I say we, myself, Slug Lucci, guys like Charles Bishop, really paving some ways, like I say, for other artists, you know, we're doing more shows. We've been in contact with BMF, you know, Black Mafia Family. Shout out to Wavy, you know what I mean? He came out to the Free Ray Rick Ross joint too. So, you know, big shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? That was a very powerful room we had going on.
I love it.
But and you know, and as well, you know, I'm going to drop another single this year for the 24 as well.
Okay,
you're going to drop another single, so y'all be prepared for that OG Cushion Purple Haze, that OG Cushion Purple Haze, that joint coming out
on 420
MDM Beats. You know what I'm saying?
Is it dropping on false 20?
You know what? That was so funny because I said, nah, that was so funny. I said, that'd be a great time to go ahead and drop that mug. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that might be the date. Like, that's one of the dates that I did right now. So, 420, you know what I'm saying? That could be a possible drop for that OG Cushion Purple Haze. Y'all gonna love that.
It's night, only too. Appropriate, man. That's the International Smoke Day. You gotta drop it on that day. Definitely.
You know, from got dang feel, right?
Facts. And then you can come back, you know, a little later and hit him in the head with that visual for it. You know, that would be fire.
Yeah.
Love it.
You already know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just, you know, I'm so motivated, you know, right now, you know what I'm saying? In every form and fashion, you know what I'm saying? I'm on my radio promo run, you know what I'm saying? I'm bouncing around about three stations right now, you know what I'm saying? That makes me feel good because, you know, how the local radio do. So, you know, it makes me feel good to hear my stuff, you know, playing out there in Atlanta with you. Hear my stuff playing out there in LA, hear my stuff playing out there in Tampa. You know what I mean? It makes me feel, you know, real good. Like yeah, I'm accomplishing my goal, you know, right now. You know, like I said, I'm just so motivated, you know what I'm saying? Guys like, you know, seeing guys like Killer Mike, you know what I'm saying, get that Grammy.
Man.
You know what I mean? At his age, you know what I'm saying? You know, seeing guys like a Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At his age.
Absolutely.
Getting heated. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, if you really just look at the Grammys and see who won, everybody was damn near 40.
Listen, 40 there's plus, no age 50, limit 50. On this. Like, there's no...
Right. And this whole time, that's been holding me back as an artist. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said, you know, forget it. I'm about to put this thing out here. You know what I mean?
Man,
you know, I dare not hold myself back
ever
anymore. You know
ever.
What I'm saying? Because for so long, you know, that's what you need. Hey, but even for not.
Absolutely. You cannot allow anybody to dictate your journey because it's your journey. And I feel like that I was just talking to my significant other about this today, that, you know, there's no age limit on this. Of course, some of the youngins, no shade to them, but I'm going to throw shade for a second. They be talking about if you over 30, you're old. Baby, your life is just getting started at 30. You know what I'm saying? Like, really slick. So I think that if you want to be 50 and rap, go for it. Like, I don't shame people for that because it's like, why can't people do it at a certain age? You know, like, if that's your passion and it's your calling, go for it. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, Tampa Mystic said it. You heard it right here.
She said it, baby, and she right. You know, and go for it and don't stop. You know what I'm saying? Go for it. Don't stop. Don't quit ever.
Nah, facts.
And it's really a testament to, you know, where I am now because, you know, I was telling you about, you know, back when I was the street team guy. You know what I'm saying? I was telling you about when I was, you know, slinking. You know, the CDs out the trunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Things like that. You know what I'm saying? But I can remember I was grinding for team before 2017 hit, and I finally got a little break when I got on that Gucci Man Trap God tour.
Yeah.
Remember Gucci Man did the Trap God tour?
Mm-hmm.
When it's like first, like really major tour when you really think about it. And I got on as a hype man. I got on as a hype man on Trap God tour. We did hit about 15 different states. You know what I'm saying, on that joint, and I actually just been riding that same, you know what I'm saying, momentum and, you know what I'm saying, motivation since 2017, you know what I'm saying? And like you're saying, like, just go for it, you know what I'm saying? That's what the people got to do, you know, whatever they think is, you know what I'm saying, you can do it.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean?
100%.
You can do it.
Absolutely. Well, listen, bro, we're about to get into this record Shot Like the J. Tell everybody where they can follow you at on your Instagram or whatever social platforms you currently use so they can keep up with the movement.
Yeah, y'all already know. I be on that IG. Y'all can follow me on IG at Shit With Two P's. That's SHIPPWIT2PZ. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can follow me at Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I be on that Facebook too. Y'all can follow me on there at 2P's. That's capital I PZ. Darrell, D-E-R-R-E-L-L, C-E-O, SHIP, S-H-I-P-P, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can got name, follow me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Follow me on IG. I always follow back, I always add back, You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of those type of guys. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm a really business-oriented type of guy. You know what I mean? So anything you pretty much see on my page is really business-oriented. I keep personal to the personal. You know what I mean?
100%.
And, I dedicate, my page to, my businesses. You know what I'm saying? And how I get down and my message and, my platform.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
100%. I know you got a lot of people that are either tuned in now or may hear this later that show you love. Anybody you want to give thanks to or shout out to?
Honestly, man. First of all, I want to give a shout out to my Lord Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? First in my life. You know what I'm saying? I also want to give a shout out, to Wifey. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to Felicia. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to my sons, JG Ship, Quick, Debo, give a shout out to them boys. Big shout out to Empire 45, Charles Bishop, Big shout out to Slug Gucci, the whole Breakfast House, All them boys, the whole dynasty, Big shout out to the Ship family, Shout out to Ship family. Y'all gonna be hearing a lot more from the Ship family. Go ahead and just remember that name. Cause them ships is coming.
Facts.
Say like Deion Sanders. them ships is coming. In every aspect of the game. We're taking over sports, we're taking over music, we're taking over entertainment as a whole, cause it's really running the same when you think about it.
Man, that is absolutely right. They gotta get on board or get left behind, period.
Thank you.
Period.
Thank you. That's right.
Bro, it was such a pleasure to have you on. You got good energy. You could slick do a little stand-up comedy on the
man,
side.
Nothing but love for you, man.
I look forward to having you come back out here to the A, and now that me and Bigga got a studio together, you got to definitely come through and do update the traveling from the basement and walk down the hallway and get an interview with your girl Tampa. Let's make it happen sooner than later.
Oh, yeah. You already know. Tell OG Bigga Rankin about SpongeBob.
I am.
On the phone with you all night.
I'm going to call him in the morning. I'm going to definitely ask him about it. He's going to probably get a huge kick out of that.
No, I really appreciate you. I appreciate your platform. I appreciate you what you're doing for independence.
Man, absolutely. Well, listen, we about to get into this record, this hit record. Go ahead and give us that official introduction.
Man, you already know, man. This that shot like the J. You know what I'm saying? By your boy, executive producer, 2P's. Y'all go ahead and get that thing on Spotify right now. Y'all go ahead and get that movie on YouTube right now. Shout out to J-Y 2P's.
Let's go. It's your girl, Tampa Mystic. We live. The Hype 87.3. Y'all stay tuned. We got the big homie DJ T Money coming up next. Let's go.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
We rather hustle like we. How you gonna ride the goon? You might get shot like the G. We don't do minimum wage. We rather hustle like we. How you gonna ride the goon? This ain't no time to play. We don't do minimum wage. We rather hustle like we. I move that work by the day. She do your hair and your make. She told that ass to get paid. I need a house on the lake. I want a yacht on the bay. Why they won't let you be great? Fuck it, we raising the stakes. You might get shot like the J. I was a fool with the yay. I straight the cane off the K. Hit my little bitch in LA. Tell her I'm coming to stay. They knew I was from the QC. I used to live in the tray. When niggas up here back your fade. We used to run from them Jakes. Cause they wasn't giving no breaks. They knew that we shot at them fakes. They said that they had us on tape. I said they ain't lied to they fake. Thank God that I'm here to this day. How you gonna rob the goon? How you gonna rob the goon? You might get shot like the G. We don't do minimum wage. We rather hustle like we. How you gonna rob the goon? You might get shot like the G. We don't do minimum wage. We rather hustle like we.
Something about the seen my 24. Them shits was stole. Niggas ran up in my mama high when I wasn't home. But if I was, I would've put that 40 cap right up till they dump. Still on the west side of Winston, strapped with the Smith and Weston. Really can't ignore the fact that we on. Niggas confront us past cause they gone. Goddamn, we smell like Christian cologne. Hell no, your bitch won't leave us alone. And the boys wanna pull us gonna be riding on chrome. We all know the type of shit they be on. Still, I get in and I get gone. Low key like the bass home. But you niggas got spot on. Bitch coming for a play on the microphone. Dodging Jace cause you know they trapping out the end zone. This plan don't go wrong. Hate to have to kill a whole song. I left the work in the hotel room. Don't get murked trying to rob the groom. Then the thing gon' rob the goon. You might get shot like the G. We don't do minimum wage. We wear the hustle like we. How you gon' ride the goon? You might get shot like the G. We don't do minimum wage. We wear the hustle like we. How you gon' ride the goon? You might get shot like the G. We don't do minimum wage. We wear the hustle like we. How you gon' ride the goon?